is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Let me. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right. Standing by from Atlanta, from
Hot
the ATL, we have our man, Jimmy Nance. James Tiberius Nance.
Mr. CBS, as we like to call him.
Let me just get... This is his CBS music. Hold on. Give me just a second.
Do you have more?
I had a special song for Jimmy today.
Oh, good.
Presto Requesto. Here we go. Presto Requesto, right. We turn off the CBS music. Joining us now from Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, dear. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I don't know if you'll like this.
It's Nancy.
Hey. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
I like doing that because we like calling him Nancy.
Of course.
Where's he? Hey, hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Charlie Rich, over the line, guys. Over the line.
How are things in Hotlanta?
Hotlanta, the sun is out. I'm just bathing in this beautiful sunshine after leaving a stormy New York this morning, and it feels good to be down here. This is going to be our final four city in a few months, and so we'll be spending some time in Atlanta in the coming year. Got a game here, got the Final Four, got the Atlanta Golf Tournament. I like it here.
Everybody knows that Jimmy's our favorite, Nancy is our favorite.
And he can give you his entire year's schedule in the drop of a hat, which is incredible.
The guy, the man for CBS Sports.
He is the man.
You're down there. Big. Now, this is a bigger game than I thought it would be a couple of weeks ago because the Steelers were sucking so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got Atlanta and Pittsburgh coming into Atlanta. That's the game you're doing. Jimmy, you're there on a Friday. Nancy, how will you spend the two nights at large in the ATL? What do you do in Atlanta, Party City, USA?
Oh, yeah.
We know you're a party animal.
I'm a party animal. Do you want me to give away where I'm going tonight?
Well, I don't think you have to be specific.
I can give you a nice restaurant here, a free pop.
Well, if you do, you're going to get every bonehead that listens to this show calling you.
You'd be cutting into your steak and get your first phone call.
You know what? I'll deal with that problem. I'm going to a place tonight called Nance.
Nance?
Almost like my name. N-A-N apostrophe S.
Wow.
Nance. And it's a wonderful couple that ran a restaurant in New York for years called Tamarind. And they opened up the Thai restaurant then down here. They moved to Atlanta about 15 years back. And now they have this outstanding place here in Atlanta.
Well, I don't think you should have to pay for anything right now after that incredible plug.
I have one deal. I pay full retail for everything. I don't want to owe anybody anything. I don't want any favors. So no.
You know, that leads me to a question.
Me too, Jim.
I all right, that begs a question, Mr. Nance. I have to ask you this. When you go into a restaurant, you know, many times in the Washington Post they used to have a little section where the gossip columnist would find someone that had been to a restaurant and they'd actually report in great detail exactly what the tip was. Would you mind answering this question? As far as percentage, Jim Nance, you, CBS star, sportscaster of the year,
what's
Jim Nance,
regular percentage?
What do you lay down on an average for a tip when you're going
regularly
out to a restaurant?
Well, now, I have discriminating tastes, and I'm going to not just, you know, uniformly go, boom, it's 22% or whatever it is. I'm going to adjust up or down, but I would say that it normally starts at 30, and then can be maybe a little up off of that.
Okay, all right.
Is that all right?
They wouldn't give you a hard time in the Washington Post. You know, they really love it when they find you know, celebrities that stiff people.
That's so you're going out to a nice restaurant tonight, and really don't blame us when the little brains when they come over to your table and they say, "Mr. Nance, you have an emergency phone call," and you pick it up, and it's some guy going,
I heard you on the radio.
Oh, I know. Hey, I hear it all the time about you, you know, being on your show. So, so I wouldn't be surprised if I heard it tonight. But then anyway, these folks have somehow grown such great relationships with people in the golf community. They have cooked at the Champions Dinner down at the Masters for Vijay Singh. When, you know, you get to pick the menu the next year at the Champions Dinner.
That's no slouch.
And they are very close to the Singhs, and they cook for Vijay. And Byron Nelson, who we just lost a month ago at the Champions Dinner, he called it the greatest meal he had ever had.
Really?
And Tiger was so impressed that when he, you know, one of his years of winning the PGA Championship, they too have a Champions Dinner. He flew them in to provide the dinner at the Champions Dinner
geez,
for him.
I want to get on a plane and fly to Atlanta right now.
I can't wait. I tell you, you will be missed. We can say a few things for you if you get down here in time.
Wow.
You know what Vijay always says? Sing.
Sing
a song.
Sing a song, right.
Sing,
exactly.
Sing a song. Jimmy, are you 100% right? It sounds like you're all over the place. You're thinking about dinner. You're thinking about the Final Four already. You're thinking about golf. Are you totally focused on the task at hand? Jim Nantz, I do not know the answer to this. Who is the starting left guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, he's probably the best guard in all of pro football, Alan Faneca.
The man's on his game.
I believe you don't really. You didn't out of LSU. Come on, guys.
You didn't think you could trip him up, did you?
Well, see. Nancy, do you have your big cheat sheet in front of you?
Nothing in front of me. You know I could not have had any idea you'd be asking me about depth charts and starting lineups. No, I don't have it anywhere near me.
I kind of think, really, if we were betting, I would say he could handle both lineups. He could handle any question right now that you would throw his way. I get the impression he's already ready to go for Sunday.
I could give you lineups in all the games right now, guys. This is what I do for a living. Okay?
Could you
my
really?
Mind may be on the Final Four, but lineups are always right there.
Very good.
Hey, Jimmy, how is Team Nance doing in your CBS Sportsline League this year?
We're off to a lucky start. We're in first, so
one of those
dumb luck kind of things. You know how it is.
Yeah,
honesty, thy name is Nance.
What's your record, Nancy?
What's your record?
I'm just on a little 6-week roll so far.
Six and oh.
Who's your quarterback?
You may have heard of him, Peyton Manning.
Oh, there it is. Didn't you have Peyton Manning at the beginning of the season?
I had him last year. Hey, Jimmy, what would you think about now I know that you're nutty about words and stuff, so I won't say retarded, but what would you say about a challenged gentleman, works on our show, his name is Buzz. Mm-hmm. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
He owns Peyton Manning in our fantasy league.
Yes.
And all over the building, there are giant signs up that say, Peyton Manning is available for a top-flight receiver. Don't you think that is...
Would you like to give him some advice on that move?
El Dumbo?
Well, depends on who he has as a backup quarterback. Suppose he's carrying a guy right now who's putting up some good numbers like a Mark Bolger or, you know, someone of that, of Matt Hasselbeck.
He's got Donovan F. McNabb.
Well, Donovan McNabb's numbers in these fantasy leagues right now are very comparable. They're probably maybe even fractionally better than
Mark Bolger would be playing.
He's doing that.
Mark Bolger would be playing for the Americans. I've got him. And he's doing very well for you.
And Hasselbeck would be on my team.
Mm-hmm.
The Lombardi's.
How come you guys didn't invite me to join this league?
Maybe next year.
And Jimmy, okay. I'm on top of our league. I know what it feels like to be way out.
Yeah,
front.
I got to give you your props on
I know what it's like. Jimmy,
yeah,
you,
it's tough, isn't it? Yeah.
Hey, Nancy, do you work the waiver wire, or do you just go with the same schmucks that you picked 8 weeks ago?
No, I'm. You know, first off, I don't want to overemphasize this, that, you know, I'm on this fantasy computer thing all day long, but I'll check it, and you know, obviously the maintenance of keeping up with what's going on around the league is something that I do. For example, if you are out there and you're a fantasy player, it looks like Wally Lundy is going to start getting a lot more care.
Isn't it great? He's so high strung.
Ron Dane has been a failed experiment, and Sam Congato hasn't been effective either. So the rookie out of Virginia might be a guy if he's available, you might want to go scoop him up because who knows? Maybe.
Do you know seriously, people right now? I can practically hear the computers crashing.
The kind of thing I would be on top of it, whether I was in fantasy or not.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of one time, Leslie Visser, when I was back in the days hosting the NFL Today. This is, of course, in the infancy also of fantasy football.
Right.
She was doing a story on Terrell Davis. Remember
Davis, for the Broncos.
Running back for the Broncos?
Right. Awesome running back.
Yep. So she finished the piece, and you know, I had Davis on a fantasy team again in the early days, And she turned to me and said, on the air, says, Jim, I understand that you have Terrell Davis in your fantasy. She didn't say fantasy football.
How did you acknowledge that? Was it true?
Yeah, he's in my fantasy football league.
And did you? Is that when you you jump up from the table and say stop tape?
Hey, it's live, baby.
I know it's live.
Hey, it's time now for the CBS quiz. We love giving this to Nancy. We'll talk about the games this weekend in a moment.
Yes, absolutely,
Jim. Let's face it, it's pointless. You'll know the lineup tonight.
I'm in trouble on this one. I can feel it already.
You'll know the lineup tonight on your network, CBS. Ghost Whisperer, closer to home, excuse me, and then Numbers.
Numbers is that is the fine lineup on CBS for tonight.
Right.
Are you going to give them another night to test them?
America's most watched network.
Yes,
again,
yes, I am.
Season CBS.
Yes.
Again.
Now, my voice doesn't change when I do that.
No, you know, it's just too much fun.
Now
when you
I
do
talk.
That, you just kill me when
yes,
you do
it
that.
Yes, does.
All right. What are you doing? Are you getting are you working? You're not going to go to another network, are you?
Jimmy?
I have 22 years at CBS. I've got 28 to go.
28 to go.
I'm making it to 50. That's the goal. I can tell you right now, if I haven't mentioned this to you before, I'm retiring on April the 8th. 2035.
Yeah. There is nothing like planning.
I'm so serious about this.
Right.
Then what?
That is
Jim. That will be. I've already looked it up. The Masters always ends on the second Sunday in April.
Is that when you're going out?
And I looked it up at 2035, the second Sunday in April. 2035 is April the 8th.
Jesus,
that'll be my.
I got news for
you're
you.
Spending way too much time alone in hotel rooms.
That'll
that's
be
sure.
my 50th Masters.
50th Masters.
2035.
Unlike any other, the Masters on CBS, that'll be it for
God.
Me.
Good Lord.
In the year 2035, I'll be having a dirt Big Mac. I guarantee it.
We will be sure. food for the Beatles.
It's going to be here before we know it. I'm savoring every second of it, and I count my blessings for doing something I love.
Here's your CBS quiz, Jim.
Okay.
Now, it's not.
I can't get by that he just told us he's retiring in 35 years.
It is.
No, 2035.
39
years to go there, Mike.
29 to go. Here's your quiz, because you always ace the lineup. We're going to play you a snippet from a show on CBS.
Oh, I've got no shot.
Oh, now you might. Jimmy?
Now, this is going to be tough, because we're sending the audio over the phone line, so you're going to have to listen carefully.
But I'm going to give him like 5 or 6 seconds.
Okay.
And I think it's one we've been playing today.
Yeah. I think.
What do I get if I guess it correctly?
I think you are going to guess it correctly. I have faith in you on this one.
What's in it
Jim,
for me?
If you got it, you're going to get from the DonnaMikeWebsite.com and our DonnaMike store a coffee mug with my face and Mike's face on it.
Congratulations in advance if you get it right.
Or you can win your copy of The Omen on DVD.
No.
It's the year's most...
Not a fan of the horror genre?
I'd rather look at the devil on the coffee cup.
The year's most terrifying film owned it today, rated R. Scared kids?
All right.
Jimmy, here we go. Listen to this clip. What CBS show is this from? Oh, hold on. That's your music, for goodness sakes.
Okay, we got it in the
That's
other
too
machine.
Easy, then.
That was stupid.
That would be the NFL...
he would get that right away, I would think.
All right, just give us
a
moment.
Name that in one note.
We're having a little technical issue here.
All right, I got it right
here. We go.
This is the one we've played most of the day today. Not a gag, Jimmy, not a setup. Here it is.
Something I said.
No, dear.
I didn't offend you, did I?
Can you name that show, Jim?
I thought, even though the male actor there had just a very brief line, maybe 3 words.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It sounded like Will Peterson.
Oh, my God! Wow. Incredible!
Yes! Yes, I knew it. I knew it.
I'm sorry, or as I know him around our CBS home as Billy. Billy Peterson,
Billy
CSI.
Peterson.
Oh, wow. Highly impressive.
Listen to the clip. That's I know you don't like the word. That's goddamn good, Jim. It really is.
Something I said.
No, dear.
I didn't offend you, did I?
That's over a phone line. I'm very, very impressed.
He got that off, no, dear. Now,
I'm impressed with his knowledge of CBS and his retirement planning.
Nancy, I love CSI, and I love William Peterson. Do you really know him?
I've certainly met him at a number of CES events, sure.
Help me if I'm mistaken on this, huge Chicago sports fan, is that right?
Yeah, he's a big Bears fan. He's from Chicago, and in fact, the first time I met him, I know I was with one of my football partners. It might have been Dicka, even, back when I was working the NFL Today with the coach.
And, his sexual partners.
You know, and Peterson was over there talking football with the whole crew. So he's played at the tournament out of Pebble Beach that we broadcast, the old Bing Crosby, every year. So, I mean, I don't really know him at all, but I see him at some of these CBS affiliate obligations we have. And, you know, and when you played it back the second time, it sounded like that he didn't speak three words. It sounded like he grunted two notes.
He did kind of mumble it. He really did.
Hey, Jimmy, being at Nancy, you guys have the Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
What do you think the odds are? It would be a great story. What do you think the odds would be at this point in the year that the Bears are there? That it's 20 years?
I was expecting you to say, what do you think it would mean if I brought two of my closest pals down to Miami behind the scenes look at the Super Bowl?
How many times have we had that carrot dangled in front of us? Hold on. Let me think back to the most recent one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. Hey, guys. It's Houston. Guys, it's my hometown.
You have a long memory.
I am going to take you guys out, and I am going to show you the town. And we are at a goddamn convention center, wall-to-wall with disc jockeys. And you know what we get? He's in the same city. His hometown. We get him on the telephone.
Yeah,
we got him on the phone. On the telephone.
Yeah.
As of right now, I would say the answer to your question and get away from something that I know that I botched. From 04 in Houston. But I would say the Bears right now are looking like the strongest candidate of all the teams to make their way to Miami for Super Bowl 41, that would be.
And isn't it weird, Nancy, that with the Bears it's like a 20-year cycle, because I know they won the title in 63, then it's like 20-some years later, it's 85 mm-hmm. that they won, and now again it looks like they might be keyed up to do it again. Do you think that there is such a thing as like a 20-year cycle for a team?
You mean they come out like the 17-year locusts?
Yeah, the cicadas.
Like
yeah,
right.
I mean, really, because it would be the third time in 60 years.
The cicadas or whatever they call them.
Yeah, they're cicadas.
I've run into a time.
And Jemma, since you brought up cicadas, I have to give my radio partner tremendous credit. No one eats live cicadas in the radio community like Don Geronimo eats.
It's a gift, Jimmy.
Don. It was the most amazing feat.
You have not actually lowered yourself to that, huh?
Oh, are you
How
kidding?
Many seriously at one sitting did you eat on the air when they came out
at one
last
point,
night?
I'm not kidding. There was a big plastic glass full of like six or seven of them.
That's no lowering.
And now, Jim, I've enjoyed them tempura fried also.
Well, at least they're cooked that way.
I had mine right out of the bushes.
What did you say they tasted like peanut butter?
Nutty.
They had a nutty quality to them?
They tasted like blood, Mike. they taste like copper.
Oh, dear God.
That's what they tasted
Help
like.
Help us all.
So, Jim, which strip club are you going to tomorrow night?
Any recommendations, Don?
Well, the Gold Club is not bad.
I believe it's the Gold Club. Yes, yes. Stop, he says.
Stop.
No, I've been to... You ready for this? Because you know I bear it all on your show.
Yes, yes. And we admire you
I've
for that.
I've been one time in my life to a strip club.
Only once.
Would you?
I'm going to tell the story here.
Oh, please.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
1980.
I'm, here we go.
1980.
Oh, Jesus. 26 years ago.
I held a bachelor party at that kind of establishment in Houston. And I walked in. Don't laugh.
We're not laughing.
I walked in.
We're biting our lower lips.
I felt so ashamed and humiliated to be for anyone to even see me or even to think that I had stepped foot in it.
Yeah.
And then I felt sorry for the young women in the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a lot of pity for their parents also. That I went over and shook my cousin's hand and told him that I loved him, that I would be at his wedding the next day, but I had to leave.
That, you know what?
And that was the last time.
There you go.
We're standing up
and giving you a round of applause because that, and that's back when you were actually seriously considering your presidential bid, isn't it?
Who said I gave it up?
how old were you at that time, Jim?
1980.
How old were you in 1980?
Yeah, Jimmy? No. I think
we lost him.
You know what? It's this thing. Look at the see the computer thing on the phone?
Oh yeah.
Did it just take him off?
You ran out of time.
Get him back real quick. Yeah. I know his time is limited.
Yes, it is.
The thing has to reset.
Oh, he
now.
Has given us some gems.
He
today.
Is so Nancy. To,
he is super Nancy today.
What is the keyword on this, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The password rather.
Yes, that's it.
I guess we're going to have to change that password for the telephones now. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the password is Jeff.
Damn, it was he was on a roll. But he had finished his strip joint story,
which was pure Nance. I wanted to find out how old he was.
Yep. True to himself.
Okay.
1980.
And then
we can figure out the 2035 thing.
All right, where is he? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, gosh, I have... Hey, Nancy, really, we're very sorry. It was someone was downloading something, and the computers went...
I thought it was something I said.
No, we were all riveted to
that
last story.
Just the good part. Now, in 1980 was the last time you were in a strip club.
Yep.
How old were you in 1980?
21.
21.
Were you wearing your Weeblos uniform?
No, I just, you know what? It's way outside of my comfort level. So there's no way you'll ever catch me in one.
You know, you are consistent, and we
Nancy.
Love you for that. Absolutely.
You are. I tell you what, if you do have the nerve to spend a couple of moments with us in Miami
mm-hmm.
during Super Bowl week,
perhaps
we could revisit one of those places. Wouldn't that be a hoot taking Jimmy out one night?
I think it would be fabulous.
That will never happen. if you were saying you'd like to go out one night to Joe Stone Crab,
that would work as well.
I admit it. I'm an old fuddy-dud. My enjoyment when I'm on the road, you know, I have to be on the road basically every single week or weekend of my life. All day long, I work hard. I have great friends out here in every city I go to. I love to have a great dinner. That's as exciting as it gets.
Well, if we can, if that's...
I'm not hanging out in strip clubs. I'm not going to the bar. I'll have my glass of wine or two with dinner, but I'm going to a great restaurant.
Right.
Not going to just settle for anything.
Well, we'll try to hook
up. Something really nice every night. I'll get a little dressed up.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back and that's it.
Right.
We'll bring our special sneakers. We'll do it. We'll do Joe Stone Crab.
Special sneaker.
Well, we don't wear hard shoes. Please.
But I'm not riding out there with you guys because you might make a wrong turn and take me to some place on the way back.
Someplace with bosoms.
Smart man.
I know you two too well.
Let's see. Nancy, we'll pick three games with you. I know that because you got that whole Boy Scout thing, you won't pick the game you're doing, the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game, which is really the game of the week.
That is the game in both conferences.
Well, let's do the top three games, okay? It'll be Don, Mike, and Nancy. Only Nancy can tell us why.
What were our results from the last time?
Do we remember? Do we have anybody write it down?
Yeah, Don and Mike got them all right, and Jim got them all wrong.
Oh, now come on.
There you go.
I think we all picked the same winner on two of the three games.
All right.
God, the memory.
Here we go. Game number one.
Frightening.
Game number one. Carolina Panthers at the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll take the Bengals in this one, Mike.
Bengals at home, absolutely.
Jimmy.
Guys, we are going against these two erudites, you know, radio hosts who follow the NFL so closely. I'm going to go Carolina on a little four-game win streak. Now, they are 3.5-point underdogs in this game. I think they'll win the game straight up.
Okay.
Straight up, okay. The Monday night game, Giants at the Cowboys. Intriguing. And, Jim, after you pick the game, will you please tell us what you think about Tiki Barber's statements this week? I'll take Dallas, incidentally, in this game.
I always have to go with my Giants. Absolutely.
Tough one. Great game. I'm going to take Dallas only because they're home.
And what are your thoughts about Tiki Barber saying that he's ready to hang it up?
Well, I think that's not anything that really caught a lot of people by surprise. There was some question about, you know, how much more really he was willing to play coming into this year. Tiki is a guy that has had a very, very good career, and he has also worked it extremely well being in New York. And I'm not saying he's working it like he's insincere or anything like that.
He's working
contrived. He's just a very smart guy, Virginia graduate. He's got a lot of friends. Got a lot of friends in the media. He does TV shows. He does political fundraisers. He does all kinds of things. He went to Israel in the off season. He spoke down at the Bush Library down in Houston. You know, he and Rondé both are exceptional people. And I got to tell you, Tiki's not one of these guys that when he takes the football uniform off, he's going to sit back and say, "Now what do I do?" He's got multiple options.
Well, he's an entrepreneur, but
I would imagine for a small running back as he is, that has got to take its toll physically on the guy.
But here's the thing. He's at the top. I mean, the guy runs.
But you ever watch a Giants game and see? I mean,
the guy runs for 200 yards four or five times a year. He gets
pounded every week.
And
he
Mike's
really
point is a salient one because I think what he's trying to do here is preserve himself because, you know, he's got a long life to live. And he's going to be doing things, whatever it is he's going to do, it's going to be at a very high level. So there's no need to go too far with it. I personally think because he's having another one of those years where he could win the rushing title, I mean, I don't think he'll go out at the end of this year. Personally, I think he's good for another year at least.
All right, one more game. And, Jimmy, I see a bunch of dogs here. Here's a pretty good 4:15 game on Sunday. Minnesota at Seattle. Because there have been players changing between these two teams. I'll take Seattle at home in this one, Mike.
I'm going to also take Seattle.
This, as much as you tried to, all this hyperbole here, Donald.
Thank you, James.
This is not going to be a good game in my estimation. I think that Seattle will put up a big performance here.
I don't see this one being that close. Jimmy, of the other games, you tell me which one really jumps off the page at you then. How about Arizona at Oakland? How about Detroit at Jets? How about Green Bay at Miami? God, thank God you don't have to do these suck games. Denver at Cleveland.
Be careful there, by the way.
And the Redskins in the
red alert.
Indianapolis.
Hold on. Red alert on what?
Red alert. Denver? Watch out for the Browns. I'm not saying they're going to win the game.
No, wait. Jimmy.
This is one of those ones where Denver's got a big one coming up next week. It's a classic, what we call sandwich game. They're coming off a win against Oakland, a divisional rival, albeit the Raiders are down, but nonetheless, it was a win that they get up for. Next week, they host Indianapolis. So now they've got to travel to Cleveland. They probably have very little respect for the Browns, who have been competitive in their games that they've lost, like they've almost beat Baltimore earlier in the year and the whole thing. And Cleveland, coming off a bye, is going to be ready.
All right, well, let's pick this game. Let's pick this game, because I would say that the Broncos' defense maybe is the best defense. That's not a sexy thing to say. Maybe the best defense in the league. No way Denver loses this game. We are picking Denver and Cleveland.
I got to go with Denver also.
You know, first off, the Bears, I think we give the title of best defense right now to the Bears with the Broncos right behind them. Okay,
Jimmy, that's a solid defense. You mean to tell me Charlie Fry is going to beat the Broncos, even in a sandwich game?
It could be like a 13-10 Cleveland win. I'm just not wanting you to be shocked on Sunday.
Any chance coming off the bye week, the Indianapolis Colts will be looking past the Redskins as well? Is there any chance that's going to happen?
No chance.
Okay.
No chance.
I'm hearing the music. That's my walking
music.
That's
it. You got to go.
My exit music.
Nancy, thanks, Jim.
Thank you as always.
Guys.
Have a great call.
Love
you too.
See you down the road.
Have fun at dinner.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here he is, Jim Nance. He'll be dining tonight at Nam's in Atlanta.
He was super. I mean, he gave us today, we heard the retirement plans, the story of the strip joint in 1980.
She is great.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
what
Nancy,
a woman.
Did you happen
absolutely
to
fabulous.
And whatever you do, don't call Nam's in Atlanta tonight.
No.
Ask for Jim McMahon. Ask for Jim Nance and say that your name is Sean McManus. Do not say that.
We are imploring you not to.
Do not. And
that is serious.
Do not.
I like Buzz's laugh over there.
Do not call that restaurant Nam's and say that Les Moonves is on the phone.
No.
And for God's sakes, don't call that restaurant and say, Sumner Redstone is on the phone.
You tell him to take himself away from his plate of Thai food and come to the phone. Put his red wine down and go.
You know what? I would imagine if we do, at some point in the future, get a chance to break bread with him.
Oh, we will.
That would
Miami
be, he, as funny as he is, and he's just so Nancy, that he would be an absolute hoot at dinner.
Hey, guys, 1980. Guys, walked in, shook my cousin's hand.
And walked out.
Had to leave, guys.
I love it. And you know he's telling the truth.
You know
he's telling the truth.
But with our listeners, they wouldn't be smart enough to say Les Moonves. It's going to be Mr. Nance. Kevin James is on the phone.
Or Billy Peterson.
He would take those calls.
Billy Peterson.
And it was so much more to jump in when he was talking about, I'm going to go out for 29 more years or whatever. Say, hey, me and Mike have got 18 months left.
Jesus Christ.
Beetle food.
Slow down. Wow.
Jim Nance, Beetle food.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
There's a lot happening in the world, isn't there?
Sure is.
All right, we'll be back with Robert's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.